Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the readings, and this is the feast of St. Philip Neri. And I'm going to say more about him as we go along here. But at first, let me take a look at the first reading. Book of Sirach, chapter 36, verses 1, and then 4 to 5, and then 10 to 17. That's a mouthful. 36, 1, 4 to 5, 10 to 17. Come to our aid, O God of the universe. Look upon us. Show us the light of your mercies. Put all the nations in dread of you. Thus they will know as we know that there is no God but you, O Lord. Give new signs. Work new wonders. Gather all the tribes of Jacob that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name. Israel, whom you named your firstborn, take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory. Give evidence of your deeds of old. Fulfill the prophecies spoken in your name. Reward those who have hoped in you, and let your prophets be proved true. Hear the prayer of your servants, for you are ever gracious to your people. Let me stop there just for a moment. You are part of God's people. You are a part of God's people. So turn to him. Hear the prayer of your servants, for you are ever gracious to your people. If we come and ask him, sometimes he asks us to ask him for a while, but he hears us, every word. Lead us in the way of justice. Thus it will be known to the very ends of the earth that you are the eternal God. What a beautiful, beautiful passage. Have you bowed down before him? I do sometimes. I honor him. I thank him. He is my God, my Lord, my Savior, my Father. And as I've said to you many times before, I have had a very, very good father. So I have some inclination, some idea of what God as Father prepares for us in the life to come. I can't imagine it, but I know it's there. Jesus wants us. Jesus wants us to draw near to him because, as the Psalm 79 tells us, show us, O Lord, the light of your kindness. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. So remember not against us the iniquities. If we've confessed them, we're forgiven. They're not held up before us. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. Sometimes, you know, we do stupid things, sinful things sometimes. Then we say, what happened to me? Just take it to confession and know the freedom. Please, I want you free. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. Let the prisoners sighing come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. Through all generations, we will declare your praise. Show us, O Lord, the light of your kindness. And he will, as you draw near to him. He doesn't have to prove himself to you. But as you draw closer to him, as you give him a little more time each day, sit with his word, sit with the readings of the Mass if you wish, read other passages of Scripture or certain books, but read daily and let God's love begin to cover you. He does love you. It's there. But for you to know it, do as he asks us to do. It's not much in light of what is to be the reward that we're supposed to receive. My goodness, I want to meet you all there. I hope. I pray. Show us, O Lord, the light of your kindness. Pray that prayer sometime today. Ask God to help you to be kind to others, and ask God to be kind to others and to you. He loves you so much. The Alleluia verse before the gospel says, "The Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Think of that. He gave up his life for us. If some other human being had done something that saved your life, you'd be all over them with gratitude and trying to help them in some way or give something to them. But he came, the Son of Man. He came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He died that you might live. You can't turn away from him, can you? Don't say, "Oh, that's a bunch of malarkey." No. What God has prepared goes beyond words. I guarantee you that. So please, please come before him and ask him to give you the light of his kindness. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 32 to 45, the disciples were on the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 aside again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days, he will rise." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Isn't that it? Look at us. We're like that. Someone says, "Me first." And it's not true. God is first. "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory, we," listen to this, "we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." They're trying to get places in heaven, even though they've followed the Lord. And he replied, I'm sorry. They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right, and that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." And Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink, be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The chalice that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." You see our human condition. Lord, let me in too. Lord, give me this spot. Lord, take care of me. Just me. It's all me, or at least it's me first. No, it is not. Lord, I adore you. I praise you. I thank you. I ask God's blessing upon all of us from you. I love you, Lord. Help me to follow you more closely. Say that to the Lord. Say it every day to the Lord. And God will begin to show you what he wants of you, how he wants to help you, sustain you, show yourself when you're wrong. Don't be afraid of that. God says if you ask for forgiveness, it will be given. If it's material that should come to the confessional, please do it. Receive what God has for you. Please, brothers and sisters, he has the fullness of life for you. St. Philip Neri wrote this little meditation. I just want to share a part of it with you. Let a man who desires the first place take the last. As soon as a man feels that he is tempted, he should fly to God and devoutly utter, O God, come to my aid. O God, make haste to help me. A pure heart create in me, O God. It is a most useful thing to say often and from the heart. Lord, do not put any confidence in me, for I am sure to fall if you do not help me. Or, O my Lord, look for nothing but evil from me. We must not trust in ourselves, but take the advice of our spiritual father and recommend ourselves to everybody's prayers. When we go to confession, we should accuse ourselves of our worst sins first and of those things which we are most ashamed of, because by this means we put the devil to greater confusion and reap more fruit from our confession. One of the very best means of obtaining humility is sincere and frequent confession. Brothers and sisters, do you go often? Don't worry, I'm not going to check up on you. But ask yourself, how many things do you just say, oh, that didn't matter? Or, oh, I'm sorry, you might say to some person. But in a certain way, when we offend others, we offend God. Please, brothers and sisters, bring your sins to confession. Know the freedom and the peace. It takes Satan away from you and his temptations and his ideas. God loves you. Loves you more than you could ever imagine being loved. He does. And he wants you home with him one day. And while you're here on the earth, go to confession regularly so that more and more you become, in a sense, like the chalice for God's word, to grow in you and to be strengthened in you. And then you become wise, and it helps you to help others. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to the Lord. St. Gregory the Great wrote this, let us stir up our hearts, rekindle our faith, and long eagerly for what heaven has in store for us. Amen. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.